about anything that's on your mind as we launch into the second hour of tonight's show. One more time, 855-450-FREE is our number. We've been talking about all kinds of things, Brad, like the TSA and the NDAA, all kinds of alphabet soup, and even LGBT, because the subject of hate crimes came up just in the last segment. But, you know, on Free Talk Live, we like to hear from our listeners, so let's go straight to the phones. Crichton in Louisville wants to talk with us. Crichton, are you there?
How are you guys tonight?
Hey, good
evening.
Wonderful.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call in last night, and so I want to revisit what I intended to call in last night about, because it's not entirely off base.
Okay, last sure
night,
thing.
Last night on the All X Chromosome show, you guys approached the subject of inappropriate contact among the libertarian masses.
Okay, so let me refresh my memory about what we were discussing last night. The show had myself and Julia and Nemi, and all of us are co-hosts of this program, so we got together for a special show, and we kind of talked a little bit about the idea that there, you know, there's a festival called the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't know if you've heard of this, Brad. I know you have. You're getting married there in
yes.
a couple of weeks. But
I've been there a bunch of times. It is absolutely awesome.
Yes, me too. I love Porkfest. It's probably my favorite week of the year. But there is this idea that, you know, there could be kind of a pall cast over the event, because in the past there have been incidents of people touching one another in an unwanted way, like groping, I'm talking about. So, Crichton, is that what you were referring to?
Yes, exactly what I'm referring to.
Okay.
And the reason I wanted to call in is not 20 minutes before that show came on, I was reading a new book that is concerns common law, the history of common law.
Okay.
And how a bit of a primer. And I was reading about the Franks in 5th century A.D.
Okay.
And they had a system that was in their constitution, I guess you could call it their constitution, their founding document, they had a statement that the purpose of the judicial system is to primarily reconstitute the victim. In other words,
you mean
restitution?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is France, you said?
This is no, not France, the Franks.
Oh, the Franks. Okay, so where would that have been? I'm not very good at history and geography, unfortunately.
Geographically, it would be difficult to explain. It would be in the
okay.
same general area as France, but
gotcha.
They weren't the same country.
Okay.
And what struck me as significant is that in those documents concerning justice is that unlike our country, the administration of the country split restitution 50-50, but they also had a list of amounts, minimums, for things that were offensive.
So
and
when you say that they split the restitution 50-50, let me just see if I understand this right. So if somebody was found to be a victim of a crime, the state would pay half of the restitution and the perpetrator would pay half? Is that how it worked?
No.
Okay. Can you explain that?
If a perpetrator was found guilty, he was responsible for a defined fine that was already statutorily defined.
Okay.
And that half of it, the first half would go to the victim, and if there was any more, the second half would go to the government.
I see. Wow.
Well, I mean, that kind of happens today in that, well, depending on what type of crime someone is charged with.
Instead of half, the victim gets zero.
Well, the state, any crime that's committed is committed against the state, the peace and dignity of the state. And so if you're assaulted, it's not you who is the victim. It's technically the state. And
unbelievable violation of self-ownership.
Well, it's the nature of the way the system works, though. I mean,
I just comment on it, and when I hear stuff like that, it's just wow, it really stands out to me.
Right, right. So, but anyway, I mean, the fact that you were able to identify that is pretty important.
So, Crichton, what were some of the? You started to mention the mandatory minimum fines.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with this. Is the mandatory minimums that were what were interesting. And they think about this in the context of libertarian society and in the, previously where you're discussing the TSA event. Philip, how do you...
Okay.
Things that cannot be mentioned on the radio event, those kind of events. The Franks, for example, had required that the perpetrator, the fine would be paid in gold, and in today's amount, such examples were to touch a woman's skin on a part of their body that was normally exposed to the public, like their face or their hand.
Okay.
The fine would be $40,000 without her permission.
Wow. To touch their hand or their face. Wow.
That seems pretty steep.
Touch their hand or their face without their permission.
It doesn't seem very commensurate.
Uh-huh.
To touch her breast without her permission would be $95,000.
Wow.
If you were to kill an adult male, it would be $500,000. But if you were to kill his pregnant wife, it would be just shy of $2 million.
Wow.
So, this sounds relatively rife for abuse.
And it sounds sexist, too. Yeah. I mean, like what they place lower value on a man's life than a woman and a woman who's pregnant.
Well, it's entirely different than what we would imagine that history was. We grew up in regular school believing that it's a man's world. But in reality, I don't know,
because some of these things that you were mentioning, Crichton, it seems to place a high value on, like, the chastity of a woman, right? Like, the idea that she should be completely untouched and just, I don't know, placed upon a pedestal. But, yeah, I mean, it is kind of different than maybe I would expect, sure.
But my point is that what if we were still under common law like this?
These events
at the TSA or at that have been described at the Porkfest couldn't occur because these people don't have permission. We in our modern world, we have this assumption, assumption that the other people have liberty to touch you, but we forget that liberty, my liberty ends at your nose. So your space is your own, and if I violate your, if I were to touch you without your permission, I've just violated yours.
Well, sir, sure. What you're saying is, I mean, what you're saying, I can't say I disagree with it, but the fact is, I mean, we live in reality, and the reality is that, I mean, you can't sue TSA agents for touching you. If you think you can, I would suggest you Google the Westfall Act, W-E-S-T-F-A-L-L, and it's the federal law that basically says that you can't go after federal officials for doing their job. So, you know, I agree that...
this is from the Bradipedia.
This is
law.
The Bradipedia, Bradipedia.com. But, I mean,
well, I'm not suggesting that I'm not unaware of reality. I'm suggesting that highlighting how far we've come. We talked about yesterday. We as a libertarian group favor liberty, but we forget the other half of that equation is that we have to self-regulate as well, and that's what we're lacking. And because we don't. We have, as a society, completely forgotten about both liberty and self-regulation.
Oh, I see
things
the point
like
you're making.
Things like the TSA can occur. Otherwise, they wouldn't have occurred at all.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. Are you sort of making the argument of, like, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, like people allowed the TSA to happen?
Yes. We get exactly the government we deserve.
I disagree with that. I don't think I deserve to have that kind of government, and it's so costly and so annoying to keep up with all.
I have to agree with the caller.
Crichton, thank you for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think? Do we get the government we deserve? Poppycock, in my opinion. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2850. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6923, $8.3462 for a half ounce, or $4.1731 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6923, $8.3462, and $4.1731.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie.
And Bradley.
You're listening to the live Thursday night edition. We thank you for joining us this evening. Want to remind you about listen.freetalklive.com. That's the website that has all the ways that you can get the show, Free Talk Live, into your ears, including the live streams, radio affiliates, the satellite, the webcam, and the listen lines. And, Brad, why don't you wave to the webcam? We're on camera right now. If you want a shortcut to that, by the way, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. If you want to watch us doing the show live, it sort of turns into a interactive TV program as well as a radio show. And we mentioned this in the last segment, Brad, but the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming right up.
It is going to be awesome.
Yes. You're getting married. I'm doing all kinds of other things.
Yes. My friend Jordan Page is coming to play.
A lot of people know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is a week-long camping event. It's up in the woods, Lancaster, New Hampshire, at Rogers Campground. We're so excited about it. There's just so much stuff going on. We really can't even mention all of it, but, you know, there's going to be dancing, kid-friendly activities, movies, radio shows. Free Talk Live will be there every single night of the week, broadcasting live from the campground.
Is there some sort of gay dance party this year?
It is. It's bigger and gayer.
Bigger and gayer than before.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds very happy.
I am really excited about that. So anyway, if you want to find out more info, there's still time to get registered at happyporcupine.info. That's happyporcupine.info for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And the dates for that, I don't think I mentioned, are June 18th to the 24th. I'm actually going up on the 17th to set up the Free Talk Live mobile studio. We'll do a show with Mark there. And I'm also going to be doing some sort of like volunteer first aid activities up at the campground as well. So it should be a blast. I hope to see you there. You know, if you've never met us at Free Talk Live, feel welcome to stop by the media room and say hello, because we love to meet our listeners. Okay, Brad, let's go right back to the phones. I had some questions I wanted to follow up on from the last segment, but first let's take this call from Matt in New Hampshire. Matt, are you with us?
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Matt.
Wonderful. What's on your mind?
Not too much. I just wanted to preface this call by saying that you are not your physical body.
Okay? You are not your physical body. Okay.
Yeah. Certainly.
So you mean, are you talking about consciousness and how it's really important to define a person?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm a firm believer that the universe is entirely made up of different forms of energy, and that there's actually nothing solid about it whatsoever.
So nothing is real. We're not really talking to each other right now. Free Talk Live doesn't really start at 7 o'clock, and this language we're speaking, words don't have any meaning.
We're in the Matrix.
Yes, exactly. And the reason is because it's all about perspective, and that's the beauty of it. So,
Matt, I can't let that go. I have to disagree with you. You know, I think that there are certain things that are true, and you can know that they're true. And at least, you know, you could make the brain in the jar argument, like that we're essentially in the Matrix and we're kind of hallucinating it all. But at least people act as though there are certain facets of reality that are true, right?
Sure. Can you name one?
Time.
Taxes.
time is actually a measurement of relative motion. So, yeah, we're all experiencing time.
Mm-hmm. And gravity? What about that?
Right. Those are all real things, and they can be explained.
Okay, and yeah, I mean, so, but you said a moment ago that nothing is really solid, and it's all sort of mushy. I don't quite understand. Can you explain why those things are real?
If you think about it in terms of, picture an atom. An atom is it's over 98% empty, right?
Well, at any, like if you were to freeze time in one specific moment, but an atom is sort of like it's sort of like a cloud or, you know, areas of space where there's an electron that's orbiting a nucleus made up of protons and maybe neutrons, and there's a probability that the electron will be in any given place within that sphere at any given moment, and
so
you can't know where it is. And
okay, it's a probability.
too,
so now,
too technical there.
An atom is exactly as you said, it's a probability, right? So instead of being something solid, it's more of energy, right? Okay.
A wave and a particle, sure. Atoms have properties.
Below atoms now.
Okay.
What's next?
Are you a nihilist?
There are particles that make up electrons, protons, and neutrons, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But this all relates. And it comes back to another topic, but I want to make sure that...
Can I ask a quick question, Matt? Have you been under the influence tonight?
it's a possibility.
Can you drop those ice cubes that Ian does? Do you know the ice cube one?
Oh, yeah, the pouring whiskey. I'll find it. No, I'm kidding, Matt. But, you know, I notice that people tend to bring up these subjects, the nature of reality, sort of maybe spiritual beliefs when they're intoxicated. just wondering.
I really think they're very important when it comes to all other aspects of life. Because
yeah, I agree, too, because if nothing's really real, then it doesn't matter what you do. You have to
have it right. But I don't want to get off topic.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Are you familiar with Mandelbrot sets in fractal geometry?
I've heard of it, but please remind our audience what it is.
Okay, so basically what it is, it's a pattern that repeats itself no matter how many times you magnify it or no matter how many times you demagnify it or zoom out.
Okay.
It's the same pattern over and over again.
Okay.
And in my personal perspective, that is actually what our reality is. And it makes it truly infinite, which is the beauty of it. So as most people may think that, you know, there was a beginning or an end, that's just something that we attribute to things, you know? It's a human aspect.
Far out, man. Fred, do you have any comments?
Yes, I want to talk about the male-female thing.
Well, sir,
let Brad respond first.
Are you a nihilist?
Say again?
Are you a nihilist?
And what is a nihilist? Is someone believes that nothing is really... Nothing
is as it seems.
Mm.
I suppose, but I don't like to put, you know, words on myself.
Fair.
Fair enough.
So what did you want to say about the gender issue?
I want to say, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, because I absolutely love you, Steph. Just want to say that.
Thank you.
We will never be equal, and here's why. Picture a yin-yang. You are, like, 100% better at half of the stuff that I'm 100% better at on the other side of the spectrum. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand that people have different...
Equal, but it's more like we're opposite.
I understand, Matt, that people...
Whole side.
Hold on a minute. I understand that the idea that people have different skills and talents, and there's... I have no beef with that at all. But, you know, I think people should be treated equally. Do you agree?
I totally agree with you. I do.
Okay, then we're in agreement.
You know, as well as I do, that the problem is somebody telling me and you how we can act towards each other.
I have a question for you. Would you consider yourself metaphysically wrinkle-free?
Is that like a dryer sheet? You have a metaphysical dryer sheet? What does that mean, Brad? What are you referring to when you say wrinkle-free?
Well, I think Brad may be trying to ask me if I... feel like I have an empty mind.
He may be trying to troll you, and Matt, thank you for the call tonight. That was an interesting discussion, Brad, don't you think?
Very much so.
We'll follow up more on that in a moment. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. More on the way. Maybe we'll get back into the hate crimes. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
we take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Rock out, it's Free Talk Live. Coming back to you. Stephanie, here this evening.
And Bradley.
And we're glad to have you with us. You can call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We'd love to hear your thoughts on anything we've been discussing. Anything from the nature of reality, like our last caller wanted to bring up, to non-consensual touching, like the kind that the TSA does, or even hate crimes, which I think we're going to get back into, Brad, as we had a round of callers, which is great, but we kind of got interrupted in the middle of an interesting discussion as well. But it's Free Talk Live, of course. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, one more time, is the number. And I do want to remind you that when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. And Brad, can you attest to that? Do you think that's true?
Yeah, but the only thing that concerns me about this is that, you know, there are still some states that believe they have the right to prosecute you if you film a public official performing a public act.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, you're referring to the Freedom Cam.
Yes.
FreedomCam.net, which is a little camera that goes in your car and records everything that's going on. It's got basically a GPS black box and dash cam. It's a video camera recording all around and inside your vehicle. It's got a built-in microphone and GPS navigation. Records your driving route and speed. So for traffic stops and all other driving incidents, you can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at FreedomCam.net. Go there to find out more. But so, Brad, you have a concern that this might be considered wiretapping in some places like Illinois or...
Well, actually, Illinois' law just got thrown out by...
Oh, well, that's great to hear.
By the 7th Judicial Circuit, yes.
Brad Cyclopedia.
Yeah. Sorry,
Bradipedia.
I do that from time to time.
Wiki Bradia. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're recording everything that goes on in the car and you're recording yourself mostly, and then somebody steps into the field of view... Is that really the same as wiretapping? Or
well, I mean,
would that have to go to court?
The term wiretapping is just silly because you're not
okay.
You're not in a bucket. It's not like you're in a bucket truck, like up on a telephone line, you know, like tapping into someone's phone line. It's you're recording government employees performing government functions. But like one of the big questions that has been left unanswered is whether or not you can constitutionally, you know, record the police surreptitiously. And, you know, that's not answered yet. And I wouldn't want to be the test case.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the court of ethics or whatever, I think there's no problem. You know?
No, absolutely not.
Especially if you're not doing it for fraudulent purposes.
Right.
I think a lot of those laws were started because of fraud, like that people would... you know, unwittingly be recorded and
Watergate.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that was the impetus. But, you know, Brad, we were talking about this article a little bit earlier tonight about the record year of anti-gay biased murders and the concept of hate crimes. And I had asked you a question that didn't really get to completely get your thoughts on, so I want to ask you again. Have you ever heard the argument that a hate crime, so-called like a racially motivated or sexually or LGBT, you know, motivated by LGBT hatred, homophobic, of course, I could have said that more succinctly. Anyway, a crime where there's bias against a group of people and the victim is a member of that group, do you think that constitutes sort of a threat to all people that are in that group, and treating it as a hate crime is sort of addressing that issue of having that threat?
Well, I mean, I think a person who preys on other people is a threat no matter what. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this is like the slippery slope. You know, if you criminalize what people think or their, you know, their particular opinion on something, where does it end? Because, I mean, I could give you 18,000 examples right now of how, you know, the government has started to use these particular arguments to justify, you know, various victimless crime policies that exist today.
Sure.
So, I mean, I think if someone hurts somebody else, they should be held accountable. But I don't think what, you know, maybe flowing around to the neurons in their head should, you know, should really be all that relevant. The fact that they hurt somebody is what I think should be the bottom line.
And I actually agree with you. I mean, I know I'm known sort of on the show as a little more to the left, but I really do agree with you on that. It's if somebody hurts somebody else, it's a violation of the non-aggression principle.
Absolutely.
It's the crime has a victim, and that's what's important. And what I care about is that the victim or their family be restituted, be attempted to be made whole, you know, but unfortunately the focus of our justice system now doesn't really do that. What I've always wondered is it a hate crime that the police in New York City basically target racial minorities, especially black and Hispanic men, and you know, like they have these laws about marijuana, like displaying it in public, and they'll kind of like stop someone and say, oh, you need to turn out your pockets, right? And so then it's not illegal to possess marijuana, but then when you display it, it is illegal.
I saw a really funny tweet from former U.S. Senator Fred Thompson today. He was the actor. He's an actor. He played in Law and Order, and he's The Hunt for Red October.
I forget about him.
And his tweet was actually about New York City, about how marijuana is going to be decriminalized, but, you know, eating...
But soda is going to be criminalized.
Exactly. So Senator Thompson said that, oh, okay, so, you know, possession and use of marijuana will be legal, but, you know, the food you eat afterwards as a result of having an enhanced appetite is going to be criminal. So it's just so silly.
That soda law is so ridiculous. Yeah. So for listeners who aren't familiar, you can find it if you go into the news headlines of this week. Mayor Bloomberg wants to put this policy in place about soda, and he wants there to be no way that you can get a soda that's more than 16 ounces and is not diet, except that I think it doesn't include convenience stores. So curiously, it'll affect movie theaters, restaurants, bars, but not convenience stores.
What happens if you buy two?
Well, that's what people will do.
It's like I've always wondered what happens if you.
Well, then they can tax each drink, right?
What happens if you go through the TSA checkpoint with, like, you know, two things of hair conditioner, but, you know, someone else has hair conditioner and you mix them together and then you just condition everyone's hair on the plane and everyone looks really good afterwards, you know? I mean,
that would be a crime of fashion, right?
Yes.
yeah, I've wondered about that too, Brad. And what they say is that it's not what's actually in the bottles, but what could be in the bottles, like that it could be an explosive, but if you had less than 3.5, however many ounces, I don't even know, it's been a while since I've flown, that it couldn't do as much damage. But I don't know. I mean, it's incredibly arbitrary. There are easy ways around all of these things if you're a person who has malintent. And, you know, I don't feel like those things are keeping me safe, personally.
I just read an article recently about someone who was able to go right out on the tarmac of, you know, a major international airport without any type of
oh, wow.
Restriction. It somehow...
Was the person... in their right mind, or what was the reason that they went out?
I wouldn't
in the tarmac.
I don't think someone doing that is in their right mind, because it's not a good idea. But
it doesn't seem very safe for anybody.
Just the fact that it could happen, you know, reflects rather dimly on, you know, the whole security theater that happens at the nation's airports.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, what about this idea? One more thing that I had written down that I wanted to come back to.
Oh, jeez.
Being very diligent tonight. Crichton had called in and talking about the government. You get the government you deserve. And you said you agree with that?
I do.
So why is it incumbent upon everybody to sort of fend off the encroachments of government when we already have our work lives and our personal lives and there's so much stuff to do? Why is the onus on us to be watchful over the state and try to stop it? When it's really difficult to even make any change in the political system.
Okay, so what I said, maybe I should refine it a little bit more. I see examples from time to time from people of libertarian ideology where there is something that happens that you know there is what could be construed as a crime with a victim, and nobody is held accountable. And, you know, the whole rationalization for having a state or a government is that, you know, there is the quote-unquote rule of law, which obviously, you know, we know is not evenly enforced. And that's why...
It's generous.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, one thing I've learned, that's why people become disillusioned with the government, because they just see so much hypocrisy, glaring hypocrisy, and, you know, the government itself not following the rules that it was founded on. So people... come to say, screw the government. You know, like, why should I waste time with it? But it is there, and it exists. And so maybe
it is there, but it's just it's like something happens to you that's not your fault, that's completely out of your control, but suddenly it's incumbent upon you to fix it. And what I wonder is, like, the use of the phrase deserve too is like, why do we deserve it? Have we been bad?
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
It's sort of this,
let me fix that and say I don't think it's deserved. I think it is expected, and I can see, I understand why it happens.
Interesting. It's Free Talk Live. 855-453 is the number. Call us. Do we get the government we deserve? Let us know what you think. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie here with you.
Brad loves Soundgarden.
You knew what it was. I didn't. I'm a little bit of a music noob. I'm glad I have you here to help me, Brad. If you'd like to call us, tell us about your favorite music or anything that, else that's on your mind. We've got more important things to discuss, I think. Although art is important, sure. It's a lot of a form of expression. People enjoy it a lot. 855-450-FREE is our number. 855-450-3733. I want to talk about this with you, Brad, because I think you all have a unique perspective on this police stop where there were some cops, in this case, looking for a bank robber, a real criminal, and instead of, you know, targeting their efforts, they actually just handcuffed every single adult at an intersection and held them there for hours. And I want to discuss that, but do want to first remind you about shop.freetalklive.com. If you want to help out Free Talk Live, if you enjoy what we do, putting on free content for you every single night of the week, that's a rarity in the world of audio content, talk radio anyway, you can help us out for free by going to shop.freetalklive.com. A percentage of your sale when you enter Amazon through Free Talk Live's portal will go back to Free Talk Live. It won't affect your purchase price at all, and just an easy, quick, and free way to help out the show, and we certainly do appreciate it when you do that. So thanks so much. Okay, Brad, let's get right into this article. It's from abcnews.go.com. So police stop handcuff every adult at intersection in search for bank robber. They're really fond of the one-size-fits-all policies, huh?
Well, from the police perspective, if you're going to a bank robbery, right, like say you know, and there's lots of people around, bank robbery, I'm going to very loosely say robbing a federally insured bank is a crime with a victim. I say it loosely because the banks have been victimizing the American public forever. And
what did they do to rob the bank? Did they hold people up at gunpoint? I mean, that's a threat. Right.
Right. So, I mean, yeah. Yeah. So there was a teller who was victimized, you know, as someone who's very libertarian. I don't have any problem with a bank robber being prosecuted.
Oh, no, I agree. That has a victim.
Yeah. Right. That said, what are the police supposed to do? I mean, if the police are concerned that someone has a gun and there's like a whole bunch of people in an area, the police don't know that someone is mixed in. You know, it sounds like what they did was they knew or suspected a person was in the area, and they just grabbed everybody in order to find out, you know, which person it was. You know, I think from a my standpoint, from having studied the law for so long, I think the police are going to be found to have acted justifiably.
Well, they're the ones finding themselves to be acting justifiably, right?
Well, sometimes.
Or people who they have relationships with and they know, right? Their friends.
Right, sometimes. But I would ask
allies.
You, like, how do you think the police should have responded to this? Because they know.
Well, let's see the details. You want to hear what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see the details of this. Police in Aurora, Colorado, searching for a suspected bank robbers. or suspected bank robbers, stopped every car at an intersection, handcuffed all the adults, and searched the cars, one of which they believed was carrying the suspect. So they not only handcuffed them in the middle of an intersection, but searched every single car that was there.
I wouldn't have a problem with that as long as they weren't, like, rifling through, you know, glove boxes, you know, because if they had...
The person can't be in a glove box,
like,
right?
Right, exactly. If the police had, like, really good...
But it's okay. I mean, do you think that maybe they found some other items that they might have followed up on later? Searching people's cars without probable cause? Is that probable cause?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be. I mean, if the police know that there is, you know, a
violent... So just simply being at an intersection...
If the police are looking for a violent criminal in an area and you happen to be in the area and you get detained, I mean, that is considered constitutional. I mean, like, if
this brings up the question that, okay, often we've all been pulled over, right? The officer who pulls you over will often say something like, where are you going tonight? Where are you coming from? Or what's your home or whatever? And are they doing that because they want, maybe, you know, they've heard that there is a criminal going on the same highway and they're heading north and they then have probable cause if you say I'm going north too, or what?
Well, police are trained to do that specifically to see if people are nervous, to look for drugs in the car, to see, you know, what type of responses people have.
But, probably to see if they're drunk, too, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Start talking to them.
But, I mean...
And you don't have to answer any of those questions, right?
No, you never have to answer questions from the police, ever. I mean, but, I mean, this situation, I can't say that I really object to it. I mean, if they know, the police know that there is, like, a violent criminal in the area, it stinks if you're a person who's, like, also in the area, you know, but...
What if they have a tip that there's a terrorist, and they're coming down a highway, so they stop every single car? What about immigration checkpoints? What if they have a tip that there's an illegal immigrant and they might have drugs in their car, and they stop, they block off the entire highway, they inconvenience hundreds of people in hundreds of vehicles, they take up a lot of people's day. Well, there was one time, go ahead.
Well, I think we need to talk about these things from a degree of reasonableness. Like, I think the government...
Is that unreasonable? I think all the time they have tips about illegal immigrants and their checkpoints and...
Right, and
checkpoints.
I think...
You got caught up in one yourself.
Yeah, I think internal checkpoints in the United States are unconstitutional, that me personally, but... The police are supposed to find violent criminals. So if there is a person in the area and there are a bunch of people, you know, and the police don't know who the person is, I can understand why they would do that. You know, I think of the movie V for Vendetta when V is in, like, the TV studio, and then he comes out, and there's a whole bunch of people that are dressed like him, and the police just don't know who, you know, who
where's
is.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's unfortunate if you're there, but the police are supposed to track down, like... If the government's doing anything, I want them to go after violent people, and that's what they're trying to do in this situation. It's kind of a messy, but then again, so is robbing a bank.
Okay, yeah, let's read a little bit more about this. Police said they had received what they called a, quote, reliable tip. So they can do anything in the case of a reliable tip. I mean, in this case, it worked out, but how many tips did they get that...
Did they actually catch a bank robber?
If we scroll down here, the search lasted between an hour and a half and 2 hours, and it wasn't until the final car was searched that police apprehended the subject. So they did, or suspect, excuse me. So they did catch him, but it wasn't until the last car.
Well, obviously then they were acting on relevant information that the person was hiding in a car.
Well, the tip turned out to be reliable, but... You know,
it's not
we hear about unreliable tips all the time.
It's not like these officers set up a checkpoint to stop everybody just because they were looking for drugs or immigrants or people who were intoxicated. They were responding to a report of a bank robbery.
Mm-hmm.
And bank robberies, you know, look back to the shootout out in L.A. I mean, there was a horrible shootout back in the 90s, you know, involving automatic weapons. Police officers were killed. You know, it was terrible. And a bank robbery today is treated the same way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very serious threat.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It's a serious threat, and I could never condone that. But, you know, the irony here is that other property crimes, when it's a bank robbery, right, which wasn't even necessarily, maybe there were threats of violence, but it wasn't maybe overtly violent, they pay a lot of attention to it. So that's, you know, essentially a property crime. It's theft. But other property crimes, you know, like if your car gets stolen, your laptop gets stolen, something like that, it's really hard to get them to respond.
Yeah,
your checkbook gets stolen.
But I mean, when you think bank robbery, you think weapons, you know? I mean, you think violence. And yeah, some bank robberies are like...
And it was an armed robber, sure.
The police are pulling weapons out and detaining people in an aggressive way because of an aggressive crime had just been committed. And you know, having personally been in the situation where I'm responding to one of these things, I mean, you're given very little information from your dispatchers, and you have to get to a situation and make a decision that's second-guessed for months and then years when it's litigated.
Mm.
So it's like you have to act very quickly. And, I mean, it sounds like in this particular situation, the police were able to find the actual criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't like that all these people got searched, but the police weren't, like, on a fishing expedition. They were looking for someone who's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wonder how much this happens and what else they could use to justify. Maybe it wouldn't be a reliable tip next time, maybe a more flimsy one. But it's interesting to hear your perspective, Brad. I think your arguments are good. Let's go to the phones. Maybe this person has a perspective on what we're discussing. Ed's listening in Tennessee. What's on your mind, Ed?
Hey, I don't think a bank robbery is a big threat. I mean,
okay, and why?
Go, let him take the money, then do the investigation. Why risk, you know, your rights over a little fear? You see what I mean? You don't do that. You don't let money.
The bank does have insurance,
right,
for that very purpose.
Well, the whole idea of the FDIC is kind of a joke. I read a paper a few years ago that the FDIC had about like $54 billion to insure $5.4 trillion in deposits. So it's all smoke and mirrors.
That's not going to go well.
Yeah.
Ed, hold the line if you would. I know you had something more to say. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up on more. The third hour of the show is next. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk more about this bank robbery situation, plus your calls, in Hour 3 of Free Talk Live. Stay tuned.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.